Very good. We'll move on to informational items. 23 on our agenda, Walworth County Swan Lake Land Exchange, and Ryan's with us in person. Welcome, Ryan.
All right. Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling, Ryan Weniger, Habitat Program Administrator. Swan Lake Land Exchange, this is up in Walworth County. We had a few more land exchanges here recently, just kind of clean up a few things. This is another one that just came up as of not too terribly long ago. Swan Lake, they're just going to give some references, is about 3 miles northwest of Hoven. We acquired 100 acres of this particular GPA back in the 1940s. The access at the time was off of a gravel road there to the west, and through some recent survey work, the land to the south of it was recently exchanged or purchased from the landowner also owning north of it. And through some survey work at that time, we discovered that that access going in there was a little bit further north than what it was originally thought. And I think over, you know, 70 some years, whatever odd years, some landmarks that maybe have lost over the years, just signs and things of that nature, maybe falling down, things of that nature as time has gone by. And so the survey really pointed out where that actual access is. So it's a 33-foot wide strip coming in there. And I'll show some pictures here in the next slide or two. But there's some planted trees. There's some split rail fence. It's being maintained as a yard. It's essentially right in the front yard of a hunting lodge there, which is somewhat inconvenient, obviously, for our users coming and going, but also for that hunting lodge. The east end is also limited during wet conditions by a wetland. That as soon as you get down there to the main part of the GPA where there is some more upland for users to utilize, there's a wetland there that can prohibit access for us to get in there and also our users. So we had some additional conversations with the landowner. There's a mutual interest by both of us, obviously, to exchange some land there to improve our access, but also to take this access out of the front yard of this hunting lodge. So minimize some issues within the front yard, improve the access, like I said. And what we're proposing to do here is shift it south to an existing old fence line by a pasture, essentially shifting it out of that yard south of that fence line, much better location. So. Yeah, so here's the two different parcels, I guess. The oil access is in yellow. As you can see there on the far east end, there is a wetland. That area of imagery is a little bit older, but just wanted to show when wet conditions are wet, it does block access. The parcels are equal in size. We worked with a surveyor to take square footage, essentially, and make them the same. So they're both about a third acre in size. Our new access, if approved, would be about 31 feet wide versus 33, and that's just because we extend a little bit further on the east end there to get back to the GPA. We did work with a certified appraiser to evaluate these parcels and see if there's any differences, and he did come back with a letter that stated that they are of equal value. So worked with him on that as well. And then moving forward to the next slide here, you can see the old access there. Essentially a split rail. I mean, just off to your left would be a driveway coming in right next to the house. And we originally thought this was maybe a little bit further south. The new access there would shift it into that old pasture, along that old fence line, I should say, and kind of take it out of that front yard. And then what we would propose to do, if approved, is we come in there, work with the landowner, cost share between us and the landowner, putting new fence in on both sides, a permanent structure that would last well into the future, and put some signage up, obviously, and allow users a clean access that's permanently marked by some fence going in there for the next many years. So this is just an informational item. I'll bring it back at the March Commission meeting for you guys to take action, and stand by for any questions.
It don't look like that's used very often.
As far as the access going in there?
Yeah,
and that's part of it. We did have actually a sportsman reach out and say, how the heck do you get in there? And that's where some of this stuff came up, and through surveys we're like, well, we thought it was further south, but it actually is a little bit further north.
So I'm just sitting there thinking about it real quick. Why own it? Why not just let the property owner buy it and give us an easement?
Sure, and that would potentially be an option. to acquire a permanent easement from that individual. But, I mean, we do own there, and we could trade for relatively cheap. Essentially, it's the cost of recording some deeds and a little bit of survey work, which we already had done anyways. That's the landowner's preference, I guess. We could propose that to him if he would like, but I think his wishes are to exchange. I guess that's my take from talking with him, and he's right there in Sioux Falls out of the office, so he's been in, and we reviewed plats and visited together, so.
Additional questions? Very good. Thank you for the information on that. I know you'll take on 24 as well, correct?
Correct. Yeah, Madam Chair, so the next one here, a couple of different GPA disposals. A few of you maybe been on the commission in the past. Back in 2021, we did some disposals of a few different properties in the eastern part of the state. One of these particular areas, Lake Falkton, was on that list. The Twin Lakes Diversion Ditch was not. So we have one there in Falk County and one in Spink County that I'll share information on. So the one in Falk County, Lake Falkton, we acquired lots back in the 40s, some in the 70s. Many of these came from the Falk County Lake Association for $1. So quite a ways back in time when we acquired these. They were originally, like I said, on the disposal list back in 2021. At that time, as we were discussing disposing of it, we realized that there's a lot of issues there that we needed to work through first before we could move forward with disposing of the properties. Just a lot of encroachment, a lot of unknown boundaries, things that haven't been surveyed for many, many years or signed very well. Just a lot of little pieces that were a challenge. So discovered some encroachment there, some boundary issues, like I mentioned. Regional staff worked very, very hard the last few years to work with those landowners, work with a surveyor, have a lot of conversations there. Law staff, Dan Sternhagen worked extensively, many, many trips over there with many of those lot owners that adjoin us to have a lot of conversations as far as moving things that were unintentionally maybe stored on our property just because of lack of boundaries by both us and by the neighboring landowners and lot owners. And so we cleaned up, along with landowners, a lot of different issues there, but we still do have easements with four easements, essentially with three individuals there. And those easements are for things like corners of cabins that are overlapping onto our property, an access road, a trail to get into a cabin, a permanent deck structure off of a house, things of those natures that are not relatively large, but they're not things you can just pick up and move off the property very easily. So we did get easements put in place for those. So those things are all legally allowed to be there right now for that individual. And it's nobody's fault. It's just both individuals there, them and us, not knowing exactly where those boundaries were. So a lot of survey work took place, some replotting of a few different parcels out there. And moving forward on the slides here, so there's a total of approximately 25 acres to be sold, including all the different parcels. We grouped these different lots. There's about 56 lots in total. We grouped them into 19 groups, trying to consolidate some of them that are side by side, because as you'll see in some of the plats, they're pretty narrow and pretty small. Varying degrees of utilities across the lake there. Some on the north side have a little more extensive utility availability of like rural water and electric. Some have no utilities on the southern part of the lake. Some are just electric only. So a lot of varying degree there of what's available for utilities along those specific lots. So we did have an appraisal completed. Essentially, we had an appraisal on the various groups of lots, not the individual lots themselves. Because that's how we intend, if approved, to auction them off. So here's the appraised values of these particular lots. You can see the 19 different groups there. Some of them are relatively cheap, and that things like no utility access, it factors into that, whereas some of them are a little bit more. Acreage plays into there as well, as far as other things like frontages of water and depth of the lot. Things like that also play into the appraisal. But as you can see, we're not auctioning off or proposing to dispose of all of the property around Lake Falkton. We're keeping the main parts that are still very useful for Our users are sportsmen to be able to hunt, but these particular lots that are tucked in between other lots that are very difficult to maintain, don't have a lot of value for our users to go in there and hunt or any of that type of activities. And so those are the ones we're proposing to dispose of. You'll also note that some of the groups, you'll see individual lots kind of separated off from the one next to it. The reason why we did that is those are places where we have easements. We want to allow those people who are an adjoining lot owner to buy just that lot with that easement on it so that it's not requiring them to go in and buy a big chunk. It's essentially just going to offer them that opportunity to bid on just that specific lot where maybe their corner of their house with that easement is overlapping on. So just kind of minimizing what they have to acquire if they wanted to acquire that property with their easement. So here's just a few more photos. Commissioner White, Commissioner Lockin, appreciate you guys taking time. We took a tour up there this summer, looked at the whole area, seen a lot of the different issues and things that we're dealing with, and appreciate you guys taking time to do that. And then just a couple of photos of the lots there around the lake. And so I guess what we're proposing at this time, informational item, we'll bring this back at March for action. And then from there, if approved, we'd work to send these to public auction, and they'd have to bring appraised value. We have a realty company we worked with back in 2021 up in the Northeast up there that we've already been in contact with if we get approved in March to dispose of these. And they were really good to work with last time. We intend, if approved, to work with them again and spend some time advertising these and trying to get them sold through public auction per state law. So with that, I'll pause on this particular disposal for any questions before we move on to Twin Lakes.
Any questions, comments? Seeing none. No. Oh, sorry, Commissioner Lockin.
Just a quick question, Commissioner Lockin here. There's a dam there. Whose responsibility is that dam?
Through the chair. I believe that dam is ours. I maybe defer to John Lott in the room here, but I believe that dam is ours that we operate.
John?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Okay. We should maybe find that out. After we sell all this property, I'd hate to be somebody come back and say, okay, now you got to build us a new dam.
Sure. Yep. No, that's understandable. We can get that information and get back to you. Not 100% sure, but I do believe we do own that dam.
Maybe there's an opportunity when we sell the property to relieve us of some of the responsibility of that dam.
Yep, understandable.
Very good. Any additional questions, comments? All right, we can keep going.
All right, so moving forward, Twin Lakes Diversion Ditch. This one's in Spink County, just west of Twin Lakes. So just kind of a little history on this one. The dam was constructed back in the 1930s on Turtle Creek. 1940s and 50s, kind of splitting off of that particular dam, there was a diversion ditch and control structures that were installed. And the intent of these was to divert water over to Twin Lakes when water levels were low. Over the years, there's been a lot of different maintenance over the years, maintaining the ditch, maintaining the structures, things of that nature. To keep this thing operational or in good shape. Structures as of recent were not functioning as intended anymore and needed some very major repairs, I guess. And from my understanding, when it was functioning, it wasn't functioning as it originally intended, as many times that it would function as it should was years of high water. And in those years, Twin Lakes didn't need water because Twin Lakes was also very wet. And so it just never really aligned with a low water in Twin Lakes and the need for it and being able to function as it's intended. So GFP, we worked with our engineers and Department of Ag and Natural Resources determining what direction to go here. We had some quite extensive visitations with local landowners there and individuals, had a public informational meeting, things along those lines to get input and things along those lines, I guess, for everybody in the area. And in the end, those structures have been removed. GFP canceled our water right, but the Water Management Board as well for those back in 2023. And so With those structures and water rights and things, they're not needed anymore, or not there in place. We don't really have a need for these two parcels anymore. As you see on the map, they're kind of in a unique place where they're hard to get to. They weren't originally intended for really hunting and for our users. They were intended for this particular structure and ditch to divert water. So we have two separate parcels here. One parcel just over 2 acres in size. The appraised value on that one there, working with the appraiser, came back at about $3,400. Access to that one is by permission only, as it's surrounded by private land. The east parcel is 15.4 acres. Appraised value is just over $41,000. And that one there has an access off the east gravel road. And here are just a couple of photos of kind of what things look like. That left picture there is kind of that long stretch of the ditch off the east gravel road. As you can see, there's some trees overgrown and whatnot in it, and just hasn't been functioning in many years. And then as of recent, like I said, the structures have been removed. So we would take the similar approach with these two parcels, come back at March, ask for approval to dispose, and then send it to public auction along with the Falkton parcels. So with that, I'll stand by for any questions.
Any questions from the commission? Seeing none, thank you for the information, and we'll revisit again in March.
Thank you.
Thank you.